Today on Real Radio.
What we have is so beyond this world that we can't be quiet.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Luke's New Testament narrative. Chapter 21 records for us key inquiries posed to Jesus by his closest of followers regarding church age and end times events. Matthew 24 and Mark 13 appear to record for us parts of the same conversation, and one common thread? The last day's deception that is to be shunned by Messiah's followers. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs with more in this mini-series called What You Should Know About the Real Jesus.
Who's in need in your neighborhood? Do you know somebody? Did they break their foot? Are they sick? Did they lose their job? Did someone die? Go to the door. Help them out. Number two, listen to this. Go to your city that you live in. Go to the city and ask them, is there any community need? Do you have a community need? Yeah, you know what? We need somebody to walk the little kids across the crosswalk at the school. Sign up for that. Why? You do that, you're benefiting the community, and watch God open up the door. Some little kid's going to walk up and say, do you know Jesus Christ? Can you lead me to the Lord and baptize me right here in the street? You don't know what's going to happen, but God will bless your obedience. He really will. He will bless you. Listen, thirdly, look in a local newspaper and find some really sad story. That this little old lady dog got run over? Find out from the newspaper, where does she live? I wanna go visit her. Maybe I'll get her a puppy. You can say, Jack, that's silly. What are you doing now to help that little old lady? Did someone die in the neighborhood? Is someone broken leg again? Go mow their lawn, find out. Did you read in the newspaper that this family got broken into and they've got nothing? Go to them. How fun would that be? Go to their house, knock on their door. I just want to know what size shirt you guys wear. Large, small, medium. I'll see you later. Oh no, get them gift certificates. How fun would that be? You guys, Christianity is that. And then it opens up a door. We get so bent on telling people and never helping them. We got to change that around or do both. And then also this, we can go off for God by visiting a nearby fire station or a police station. And say, hey, look, here's some cookies. I thank God for what you guys and gals are doing. I appreciate you. You guys are watchmen of our community, and I just wanted to say thank you. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, who are you? What's with you? And that's when you say, I'm a Christian. I follow Jesus. Okay? Don't sit there and go, I'm just me. It's just me. See ya. No, that's your moment. If they ask, tell them. Tell them. Now, some of you are going to write me and say, I didn't like that. You know why? Because you're getting convicted right now because the Holy Spirit's telling you to go do those cute little fun things and you don't want to do it. So you just stay with you and enjoy yourself. Secondly, verses 12 to 15, look at this, that you and I, he wants us to be discerning about the age in which you and I live in because, listen, we've got something to say. Well, you guys, we have got the greatest news that the universe has ever or will ever hear. We've got it. What are we doing with this? Watch this. Verse 12. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. You guys, that's a promise. Cut that out on your Bible and put it on your dashboard. That not only happened to those that were standing in front of him, he's speaking to his followers right then and there, but you guys, that's true for every age of believer, Christians. They will persecute you. They'll deliver you up to the synagogues and prisons. That's very specific concerning his disciples. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, Jesus says. Remember that broad brush paint that he's speaking about, or that I spoke about earlier? He's speaking about his disciples all the way through to the end of the great tribulation period that is yet to come. Now, you got to think about something. We've got something to say. Plus, who would sign up to be abused or arrested or tortured like this? You say, well, nobody would sign up to be abused. I agree, nobody, unless You and I have something to say that is so awesome and so fantastic, listen, and so spiritual, that's not of this world, that it causes a response. That thing that we're saying is so fantastic to us. Friends, listen, I plead with you. Those of us who are Christians, you're going to get this in a second. Those of you who are not a Christian, listen carefully. What we have is so beyond this world that we can't be quiet about it. We will dog you down. We will find you. We will hunt you. And we will put a track in your sandwich. When you bite into it, it's going to say Jesus loves you. We will find you. Why? Because listen, no one is putting a gun to our head and saying, you got to go do this. You got to go conquer this world. No, Jesus said, listen, because this happened to you, go therefore into all the world and preach this gospel. By the way, we're to preach the gospel, not beat people up until they accept it. We're to just preach it. Tell people. It's the greatest thing ever. We are not Christians because we're in a club. We're Christians because God has dramatically changed our lives. And if you don't know that, then maybe you ought to consider becoming a Christian and not being a religionist. Big difference. We've been changed. Because of that, we've got something to say. We don't listen. We don't walk around saying something. You know, you get in trouble for saying something. I don't know the details, but... And you start talking. Did you know that we got to pray for our president? He's in big trouble right now. Big trouble. He was in an interview. Did you guys see it? In the news press conference. And somebody asked him a question. He goes, I don't know anything about that. But I know that. Oh, is he in trouble? It would have been better for him to say, I don't know anything about it, so I'm not going to comment on it. Listen, Christians do that all the time. Hey, you know, I don't know anything about that, but... And it all comes out. No, 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 no. Listen, don't say something. Didn't Peter do that? Peter was great. It said, when Jesus was transfigured in front of Peter, I always want to say Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know, Peter, Peter, James, and John, when he was transformed in front of them, Peter, it says, while Moses and Elijah spoke to Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter answered and said, it's good for us to be here. Let us build three tents, one for you, Jesus, and Moses and Elijah. No one asked Peter anything. No one asked him. He just starts shooting his mouth off. He's saying something. He didn't have something to say. Christian, you've got something to say. You know the gospel. It's amazing. Now, you'd think when you say this that people would say, take me to your leader. This is the best thing ever. Why do people freak out against the gospel? Why do they foam at the mouth, go crazy? Why do they even want to kill you? Because it's a spiritual thing. You guys, if we showed up and said, hi, Amway, you want some of this? They'd say, no, I don't want that today, thank you, bye. But if we say, hi, Jesus loves you, get off my porch. Why does that happen? Spiritual issue. It's a spiritual thing. Look what he says. He goes on to say this, verse 12, it's for my name's sake. Well, we'd say it today, because you've been hanging out with Jesus, boy, are you in trouble. It's for his glory. Stephen knew something about that. Stephen was proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Savior, Acts chapter 7. And what happens? The leaders of the nation turn on him and they stone him to death. The amazing thing is, you guys, Stephen was there dying, getting stoned, and he looks up and he says, I see Jesus at the right hand of God the Father. Rocks are coming. Can you imagine? And then Stephen, because he hung around Jesus, no doubt, Stephen says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That sounds just like Jesus, doesn't it? You see, the more you hang out with him, the more you're going to talk like him. The more you're going to relate to people like him, like he did. Look at verse 13. Get your highlighter out. This is very exciting stuff. Verse 13, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. The word occasion means this, a favored moment, a specific time. We call them divine appointments. It means an appointed season. It means an open door. It means a moment to proclaim. The word also can mean to give witness. What? Church, listen carefully, because it's going to happen to you and I in due time, quite possibly. As Christians today, we will be attacked for being a believer. We'll be ridiculed, at least that, mocked, maybe even violently dealt with. Check it out. What are you going to do? Oh my gosh, Jesus fell off the throne. It's over. The whole kingdom's imploding. It's the end of the world. No, God says, cheer up. It's a total radical occasion. It's a divine appointment. What is? People are persecuting you. How could that be divine? Because God's given you a platform to proclaim Christ in that moment. It's an amazing moment. You go to school tomorrow and you say whatever you say or whatever. You go to work and, here comes the Christian. Look, there he comes to his cubicle. Is this a holy cubicle? There goes the holy man. Oh, hey, preacher, how you doing? How was church yesterday? Listen, the Bible says that's an occasion to share Christ. You want to quiet them down? Next time they make fun of you, say, okay, here's the deal. You guys want to make fun? Okay, here's the deal. This is what happened at church yesterday. Tell them. They won't ask you again. Verse 14 says, he says, settle it in your hearts. Let it sink deep like an anchor hits the bottom. That's what it means, in your hearts. Not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I, mark it, highlight it, who? Jesus is saying from that time all the way to the end, 2,000 years. He says, verse 15, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. I love that. I know that's true. I have debated with people. I have talked with people far beyond my education, way beyond. And you give them the truth and God begins to speak through you and you know it. And you're like going, man, I didn't know I was so smart. This is amazing. And this guy's got his PhDs and all this stuff. And he's going, bleh, bleh, well, you know, And you're just like, that's God doing that stuff. And you walk away going, wow. Have you ever had that happen? If you've never had it happen, sign up for the call. Sign up for a mission trip. Go with us. Watch what happens. God will use you. In fact, you know what? Isn't that biblical? John 14, 25, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have told you. That is exciting. Last thing, verses 16 to 19, that you and I are to be discerning in the age and by what we see, because you and I would experience acceptance and assurance. I love this. Jesus said, you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Church, this is happening today as I speak in the world. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Persecution, rejection, even death for being a Christian. Listen, in Christianity, if we have a friend, a family member, or a child depart from Christianity and become a Mormon, a Jehovah's Witness, a Muslim, or whatever, what do we do about it? Anybody want to tell me? What do we do? Pray. Cry out to God. Fast. Other religions, if you leave their cults and you become a Christian, that's done by the threat of death. Ostracized. Beaten. Or like in China, in Vietnam, tongues being cut off, people giving their hearts to Jesus, and their family members catching them and cutting their tongues off. They go to Voices of the Martyrs. They're heating up hot frying pans, glowing hot. They cut the tongue off, and then they burn the end of the tongue because they converted to Christianity. Christians pray. Those of the cults and other beliefs want to kill. Didn't Jesus say this 2,000 years ago? You'll be betrayed by your parents because you become a Christian. You'll be betrayed by your brothers and sisters, by your relatives, by your friends. Some of you will even be put to death. You're going to be hated because you know me, Jesus is saying. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. Well, that's a good word, isn't it? Acceptance and assurance. No matter what color we are, no matter where we've come from, here's the awesome thing. In Jesus Christ, we have acceptance and assurance in him. He will never leave you or forsake you. He'll never cast you out. These believers, imagine right now in your lap, you've got a Bible right here. And in the future, in the tribulation period, we don't know when that's going to be. Could be 7 years from now, could be 70s, could be 700 years from now. Think about it. There'll be believers during that age picking up the Bible and reading it and getting absolute comfort and absolute assurance because it's the Word of God. It never fails. It's forever. It's eternal and it's secure. And the same assurance that you have today, they're going to need then. And it's the same assurance that they've read centuries and millennia back. I love being a Christian. It's radical. I can't imagine being a lukewarm, pretend Christian. He's there for us. The Bible says, Jesus said in Matthew 16:25, whoever desires to save his life is going to lose it. But if you lose your life, you're going to find it. Listen to this. Some of you need to hear this verse. Peter began to say to Jesus, Jesus, we've left everything. Mark 10:28. We've left everything for you. Listen to Peter. Come on, what perks do we get? We've left everything to follow you. And Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, that is country, or for my sake and for the gospel's sake, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Isn't it amazing? Look at us. Our family now, I don't know about you guys, I think I'm speaking for you, but my family is a Christian family now. It far transcends my bloodline family. The closest people I have in my life are those of the household of faith. We share no blood, but we share the Spirit of God, and that's thicker than blood. Think about that. Are you experiencing that too in your life? Most of the time, family wants to reject you, persecute you, cast you out, and if they could, kill you. Oh, Pastor Jack, don't you go to your family and don't you just preach the gospel and they all fall down and accept Christ right in front of you? No, they just say, oh, Jack, that's so cute. You and your little church, go away, be quiet, sit in the corner. Jesus said that. We have honor everywhere we go, except where? Our own house. Wow. Many of you have lost, listen, I know some of you here today, I won't even look in your direction. You have lost inheritance, you have lost your name, you have lost your family, they have told you to get out, and if they find you again, they're going to deal with you because you became a Christian. That should scream volumes to you. And then here we end with this. I love it. Verse 18 and 19, but not a hair on your head shall be lost. By your patience, possess your souls. Let's read it backwards. By your patience, possess your souls. You know what that means? You know the truth. You know the end. Hang in there. Don't give up. Everything's good for you. Everything's fine. Next verse, not one hair on your head is going to get lost. See, what does that mean? Not one hair on your head is going to get lost. You say, wait, there's a contradiction in the Bible here. He just said a moment ago, some of us are going to get killed. That's right. But not one hair on your head is going to get lost. So why does that happen? What if I get my head cut off? My head. Who cares about my hair? The head is gone. Jesus says, you're not going to let, your hair is connected to your head. I know where your hair is and I know where your head is. You're not going to lose a head or a hair. You understand? In this life, we are going to be beaten, crucified, skin peeled off, tongues cut off, scourged from town to town. Jesus says, cheer up. You know the end. Possess your souls with patience. It's okay. Because I'm not going to let one hair on your head be lost. Meaning, when you transition from planet Earth to my house, when you come home, nothing's going to be missing. It ain't nothing. What happens in this world is nothing. Has no power on you. The Bible says, Paul the Apostle said, I have been persuaded. He used a legal term. I have been overwhelmed by the evidence submitted by Christ that neither death nor life, nor principality or power, nor any created thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. That's what Paul the Apostle said. And you must know this. Not one bit of you will be lost. That little verse 18 demands that you think a spiritual thought for a moment. You guys, this world is only a Universal Studios facade. It's Angel Stadium. It's the field. It's where life's being played out, but it's not the end. It is a front. Behind is what matters. You know what? I'll leave you with this. Think this. The other day I saw a sailboat, as you've all seen sailboats. This sailboat was just moving across the ocean. Man, look at that sailboat go. Yet there was no evidence of any propulsion whatsoever. Everybody, I would assume, having a great time on the boat. The boat was certainly under power, but not by any motor. The sails were full. I couldn't see any wind. You know, we say, look at the wind. What are you talking about, look at the wind? What are you, funny? You see the effects of the wind. You don't see the wind. And the wind obviously must have been hitting that sail and filling up that sail, and that boat was taken off. The evidence was overwhelming. And so when Jesus said, listen, not one bit of you will ever be lost. Most of you in this building know what that's like. Some of you, you don't have that peace. You don't have that assurance. If somebody came up today and said, stuck a gun in your head, and I'm a humanist, just like you talked about in the opening part of the service, I'm going to kill you. A, please, sir, let me tell you, Jesus loves you and died on the cross for your sins. You're going straight to hell unless you repent and come to Christ. Number two, are you a good shot? Because make it count. Don't wound me. Amen. Because my friend, listen, when the Bible says some of you will even die, because we're Christians, death becomes an usher and escorts us into the kingdom of God. You guys, even for the believer, death is a great victory. If you don't have that today, you need to change that now, okay?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a mini-series called What You Should Know About the Real Jesus. And of course, the implication being that we can believe in a false Jesus, as well as false prophets and false teachings against which Scripture warns in numerous places. Now, in commemoration of Passion Week and the Real Jesus, we recently brought to you portions of a four-part series called Only Jesus, and we want to let you know that it's still available on DVD through Real Radio. Our offer? For your tax-deductible contribution of any amount to the ongoing work of Real Radio, we'll send to you Pastor Jack's four-part DVD series, Only Jesus. Call, click, or write in order to do so. Ask for it by name if you call or visit us online. Only Jesus. Our toll-free telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, you can pay us a visit at our new realradioactive.org. realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.